Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hello. Hello. There we go.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing. I stayed up too late last night, and then, I don't know, I got up early, too.
Oh, what's going on?
Like four, I don't know. I got like 4 hours. Well, yeah, I mean that, but, you know, I got like 4 hours. Well, I stayed up late because of the national championship. I had to watch it, and it was good. It went to overtime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, how late was it?
And it wasn't that late, but it was good. It was like went down to the last second.
That's always
they
good.
They tied it up, and then the overtime was just a dud. Mm. In fact, the missus was putting the one of the kids to bed and goes, you gotta save that. Rewind it and save it so I can watch the overtime. And then I came up to go to bed and she goes, was it worth it? I mean, should I watch it?
Right.
And I was like, nah, stupid overtime. It just wasn't close. They just choked him out and that was that.
Oh.
Congratulations, Virginia.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Listen.
It's only everywhere.
It's only That's everywhere. Right, yeah. I saw it five different places and heard it on the news on my way in. Don't worry about it, Vinny.
Anyway, so what's up with you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
What?
Gonna plant my baskets today.
Oh, for crying out
Yay.
Loud. What do you mean plant your baskets?
You know, I have these hanging baskets all around my yard.
Make sure and take pictures.
Oh, you know what? I should have taken pictures because I didn't clean them out after last year. There's a couple things that are like sort of alive in there.
Uh-huh.
Because they trail down. You know how baskets are, hanging baskets?
Yeah, they're so pretty. I love
but
them.
They die down. Over the winter?
They do. Most of the stuff in them is an annual, like, you know, things that just die in the winter. But some of the stuff was still sort of alive. And some of it was sort of coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, but they looked super like witch hair coming out of them, you know. So they, but they're just funny. So I took them all down yesterday and redid the irrigation and you know, got to get it all going on.
But you'll put brand new things in there.
I went to the nursery yesterday and bought some annuals. And
so an annual is called that because it'll live the...
Yeah, you get it for the ones. It's like petunias, you know, like, you know, when they plant... a lot of public spaces will do that. They just go in every year and they plant all their petunias.
Yeah, my complex does that.
Yeah.
They do such a great job.
It's just so... And frankly, they're so... vivacious, like they really spark your yard up. You just put a few in and they'll go all season long and just, you know.
But they live hard and then they just die.
They live hard, die young. It's true.
Oh, that's bogus.
And the other one, the perennials, they last, right?
They do. So that's the things that come back year after year or never die off at all. Some stuff will die back and you're like, oh, I guess that's dead. And then it just comes right on back the next year. It's nice.
The missus is trying to save some damn viney... rooted dead thing that's been in like a bucket of water near a window for I don't know how many months.
Oh, she's saving it inside so she can put it back out?
I don't think there's any. She asked me yesterday, she's these over these flowers, and she goes, do you think it's wrong to throw away these flowers since they're still alive? And I go, I don't know. I'd say you throw that viney piece of crap in the other room away, but you seem to be holding on to that thing.
Yeah.
So where the line
you know,
is, I don't
know. I actually do find it hard to, anything that even has just like a little blip of life in it, like there's some things in there that I'm like, well, maybe I'll work around that and let that try and come back. And it is actually hard to throw away something that is clearly still, you know, clinging to life.
Yeah.
I feel terrible about it sometimes.
I have this one vine that's clinging to life and I just... dry, but there's a couple little blooms.
Yeah,
but I'm ready to. But
you gotta just ditch it. You know what you do? You go to the nursery and you look and you say,
well,
you
I want the same exact one because it's so beautiful.
Well, and maybe it is one of those ones that just kind of croaks in the winter. You know?
Yeah,
maybe it'll come roaring back.
So right now's the time to start planting some.
Well,
yes.
Yes, I mean it's springtime. We're not going to have any more. It's all
the
about
the rain's done.
It's all yeah, right.
The rainstorms
are poured at my house yesterday.
We were get out of here.
Yes, we were at the nursery.
You North Bay was going to get it
at the nursery, loading up our car when the first rain. I'm like, oh great. So there I am, in the mist, taking down the baskets, and then it started raining in earnest. Aww. And I went, well, I guess I'm doing this tomorrow. Mm. So. But, it's great. The more that it rains, the later
goodness.
I have to turn my watering system on.
Boy, you want to talk about gummy smiles. You know, hey, I never really knew about that until you were always bitching about your smile.
Yeah,
look
my,
at this
I have
guy.
A lot of gums. What are we looking at here? What we got here, Vinny?
Who is it?
Oh,
no, not that.
It's
on an iPad.
Oh, boy.
Who is it?
Rough, huh?
It's some guy
player.
From Virginia.
He's happy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Can you see that?
I think one of the worst gummy smiles.
Yeah, I can
smiles.
See that.
That was, it's fine, whatever.
That's
one of the worst gummy smiles is Justin Bieber's mom.
Oh, yes.
Can't think of her name.
I've never seen her. Hey, where's your boy?
What boy?
Doesn't your boy come in on Tuesdays?
Yeah, I think he's doing Thursday and Friday this week. He has a bunch of stuff going on this week. I know.
Oh. I thought he was all better.
Apparently not.
Her name is Patty.
Patty
Mallett or Millay?
What? Whatever.
Whatever. She's Canadian, right?
Yeah, she's
Patty Mallett.
She's got Mallette, something like that.
Mallett, correct.
She's my favorite gummy smile. She smiles so hard that her lower lip actually covers up her upper teeth, and then all you see is gums. That's a good look.
Well, anyway, I just saw that and was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Are you looking at Patty Mallett?
Yeah. She's got really pretty eyes, though.
Oh, she's a very attractive lady.
Oh, I wonder, those
nice
gotta
mommy.
Be fake lashes, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Everybody's wearing, I'm actually thinking about getting some myself.
I'm super bummed. My chick won't stop wearing them.
Oh.
She keeps turning up with them on. She's trying to get them right for some wedding day.
Oh.
Driving
There's
me nuts.
So many different brands, so many kinds, so many lengths. Do you put them at the end? Do you put them all the way through? It's just...
They're so pretty, though. Like,
I actually make
the effort to do it. Because, the thing is, you got to get this. There's only a few glues that work, too. Because some of them, like, you peel off a sticker and stick, and then those things are falling off. But there's a glue, and I did it with the feather things that we did at my wig party. It's pretty hardcore. It's black. So it looks like eyeliner, and it sticks those things on there. Like, you tell her to message me, and I'll tell her what brand to get.
I would like to tell her, could you just not? But
oh,
just
it's so
mascara.
Pretty.
It's her day.
I know,
it looks
so,
so
I'm going
to
leave it. But, I just...
I want to start doing it all
they
the time.
They start to irritate my eyes. Like, when I got home from the eyelashes, that's the last time I wore them. For a few weeks, my eyes were just itching.
That stuff is joke.
And a year before that, I had worn some, and for a good month, it was so irritating.
Oh.
I wanted to wear them, but I guess maybe my eyes can't handle that kind of
stuff.
Did
you wear fake lashes when you got married?
I did not.
Did you wear fake lashes when... See?
I've never worn them.
Right. Nobody cares.
But they look amazing.
They do. Maybe
if
she
I...
should get the extensions, Vinny.
Oh, maybe she should. We used to have an intern who went in, and she got like all these little extra ones put into her eyes. Like once a month, she would go in there.
Who was that, Danielle?
No,
I can't remember her name.
I could fix her face.
Me too.
I cannot remember her name.
Her eyelashes were amazing. I was like, you have the most. She goes, I can't take credit for it. I go and get them done.
Wait, was
I
that know. The blonde girl with the extensions?
No, that's Danielle.
That's Danielle.
That's who I'm thinking.
This one had dark brown hair.
Yeah, kind of tall.
She's not that. It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't. It's probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, completely forgotten her name.
Krista
Maloney.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah. Eyelashes. They're a thing. I think I'm going to do some thinking on that today. Yeah, because, when I, like on a Friday or Saturday night when I go out or, go to a party or have people over or, whatever.
Sit on the couch and sing loudly.
Sure. I do put on makeup.
It really brightens your eyes. The
eyelashes.
It does. Although people say the extensions, although they're convenient, they stunt your real growth.
Yeah.
Meh.
No, I'm not talking about... I wouldn't get the extensions.
I'm
just
going to
get some fake ones. Yeah, get some fake ones. It'll look good. don't worry, Vinny. It'll look good.
Yeah. She's going to look amazing.
I'm going to look amazing.
You?
No. Yeah, also Christina.
Well, did she get her dress? Is that all?
Yeah, that's done.
You haven't seen it, right?
No.
So I can't.
I'm leaving
wait
that for the
for
last.
This
I'm in full on weight loss mode, right? Like I
Are
ran
you?
This morning for
what?
This yeah, morning?
This morning.
Well,
I got
he got up early.
Oh, right. I saw that. I was thinking, my watch is probably messed up.
No, that was me. That was me
running
on the treadmill.
Running
at 3 in the morning.
Running.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
I get home and I just get, it's like a sticky thing I can't get away from.
Right. Super glue on the couch. I hear you.
No, not that. Oh. My 5-year-old. She just has a new request every minute.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's got a lot going on.
We're
she's
needy.
Experienced everything.
I'm following you. I'm
like, follow faster. I'm running. Run away from her, Vin.
I know. I know that.
Put her in a wagon. Just tow her behind you. It's like a, you know, like a bicep workout.
People keep saying it to me, and I just already know they're right. That someday when that little girl does not want to talk to me, I'm going to remember her going, I'm following you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to think, man, I wish I would have liked that more then.
No, then you just, when she's, rah, 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 then you go, I'm following you.
It won't
you
work.
You do it to her. That's
it doesn't funny. Work that way.
It doesn't. They get so irritated and annoyed. It's
I
not,
had a girlfriend that did not like mornings. And at night, she would bug the out of me at night.
Yes. And let's go out. Let's do this. Let's do that.
I'd be laying in bed. She'd be, bam, 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 bam. I'd just be like, dude, you're so lame. And then, you know, she'd just keep me up and I'd be up. And in the morning, I'd do it back to her and she'd be like, I will kill you. And she wasn't kidding and it wasn't fun. And there was no like come around. Uh-huh. She didn't like come around. She'd just be mad
right.
and pissy.
She was a night owl.
Yeah.
And I was going to use a different word, if you know what I mean.
Yes. No, I know. Yeah. I know that word. Mm-hmm.
We know all the words.
And there's
know,
no yeah. come around.
I really
feel like that's just the way that goes.
Mm. Yeah.
Girls just can be really mean and boys.
We'll put up with it because we are sitting on a pot of gold.
That's right.
Well, that's my daughter. I'm not trying. I mean, the other situation, I just feel like she'd still be the same way. Mm. Like, she just won't come around. She'll be a teenager and just be...
The teenager thing is no, it's no joke. She'll be better with you. I was always much better with my dad than I was with my mom. My dad, in my eyes, could do no wrong. My mom, though, I wanted to just throttle. And she, believe me, she wanted to throttle me, too. That's I was a delight, bad. I'm sure. My sister, too. Oh, God, that poor family.
You I tortured put them through them. The ringer, Sarah.
I know. Well, I'm good now, though.
You're so... It's interesting to hear that, though. Like, you had so much trouble. When you talk about high school, you talk about how much trouble you had, and yet you were still... having trouble at home with your mom, you'd mm-hmm. think that she would have been salvation. Like you, after a hard day at school where you're being unaccepted and you get home and.
Well, at home I ruled the roost. So I'd go home and be, you know, in charge.
Knocked down at school.
I set the mood at home for sure. I know. I mean, you know, whatever. It wasn't like we had a giant blowout fight every day, but we had plenty of them, you know. And for sure in my life, when things have gone wrong, I would turn to her. That's the thing. It's almost like you are confident that your parents love you, and so you can be horrible toward them because you know they're not giving up on you.
Darn, I hate that.
It is, because but I actually think that that's a part. I think your parents have to hate you in order to let you go, you know? Because if they just love, then you just stay there forever. Why would you ever go anywhere?
Well, we're seeing that, aren't we? Mm. That there isn't hate. That right. they're getting along great and no reason to leave.
Right.
Stay right here.
Well, and they do. I mean, and I have experienced it. They come back. My older kid, who was absolutely eye roller, no eye contact, just couldn't, didn't want to talk to me, didn't want to be in the same room as me for 2 years. It freaking hurts.
I'm sure.
It hurts so much. But you got to let him have that space. And now he can't get enough.
He
wants
realized.
To play. You want to play cards? I'm like, yeah, I love playing cards. Totally play cards. Hey, you want to go for a walk? Yes. Hey, can I tell you about string theory? You can say it at me. I'll act like I'm grasping it.
String theory.
Whatever. You know?
Is that a thing?
I don't know, Vinny.
It must be. You just right. said it.
Well, he tried to explain it to me once. I'm still not sure it's a thing.
String theory.
Yeah.
That's what they're up to over at Berkeley.
I have no idea what they're up to over there. Literally, I have no idea. He could show me his homework. I'd be like, I have no idea. I don't even know what that is.
String theory.
No, don't look it up. No one knows what it is. It's unexplainable. He's having.
Is it about space?
I don't know.
You don't know
anything? He tried. He tried. He was drawing me pictures, trying to like make it. I go, you got to talk to me like I'm challenged. And he goes. Oh. He goes. You are. I go. I know.
Oh my god.
He writes
god.
It down for
Thanks,
me.
Kid.
Well, it's true. I have no. I'm like. There's. Go ahead. Try and explain it to me.
A cosmological theory based on the existence of cosmic strings. That's string theory.
Yeah. That is clearer.
Oh, that's what it is.
Than he even explained.
In physics, string theory is a theoretical framework in which the point-like particles of particle physics are replaced by one-dimensional objects called strings.
Mm. Of course. Now I understand.
It describes how these strings propagate through space and interact with each other. Mm. The wow. string theory.
Now I get it. We said, you know, for years leading up to him going off to college, we just would say we can't wait for him to go away to college when he'll have people around him who he can talk about string theory
with. Yeah.
There will be like, you know, and it's true. He's joined all these clubs where he's, you know, he just sits around talking about things that no one else on earth has any interest in. I'm like, it's great. He found his people. That's all you need. You need to find your people.
Yeah. Everybody needs yep. them.
It's true. We need our little posse mm-hmm. around us.
I was talking with someone the other day. Oh, you guys know him. Kenny Wardell.
Oh, yeah.
Senior.
Oh, yes,
not,
of course.
Not junior.
I don't know junior well.
Where'd you see senior at?
Senior. We had lunch at the Bay Club on Saturday.
Oh, fun.
Like you made a plan to hang out with Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I haven't seen him in 25 years.
I haven't.
Well, he's bringing.
Or 20 years.
He's on a, I don't know, he's got this passion project to fully bring BAM magazine back and bring the BAMies back.
Oh.
And he wants you guys and Alice to be a huge part of it. And
I still love the BAMies.
I know.
We hosted it.
Yep, exactly. When they changed it to
so
the Cammies,
he's trying to
it
get
was
that
not
all back. And obviously BAMies, Bay Area musicians. So
where was that? The Bill Graham Civic Center?
I think it was, yeah.
Yep.
We did it that
Do you
time.
Remember we not so one time fun. We just did one thing and then another time we hosted
yeah,
that
we hosted
thing.
The whole thing.
So he's but he's BAM really
magazine
making
was,
it happen.
Was big.
Not the magazine because he was saying that they don't have real outlets anymore since so many record stores have closed.
Right.
And that's where BAM magazine, you pick up your free BAM magazine.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so he's
right.
So BAM magazine is online. So he's still he's doing that, but he's really working on the BAMies. So he wants Alice and you guys, morning show, to be a part of it. So we had a long talk. But anyway, talking about your people, talking about musicians, he's like, man, you guys had Carlos on last year. Oh, you had Neil Sean on. Hey, didn't you guys have Steve Perry? And we were just all blah, 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 music, you
so
know,
funny.
All the stuff between what we do and what he does. It was just, that was my people. Like, I felt like, oh,
I'm home.
Uh-huh. We could really talk.
Yeah.
And it was super fun.
Well, it is. It's fun when someone shares your same enthusiasms mm-hmm. and, you know, you got to find those people because otherwise, you know, you find yourself talking to a wall because everybody's left. Like, I'll tell you about the string theory wall. Let's talk about Journey wall.
He comes out of radio too, right?
Radio and TV. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we knew him when he was at Channel 2.
Yeah, we were saying, he's like, how long have I known you? I said, well, you were at Channel 2, so we've probably been knowing you since 97.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked with him a couple times on some stuff.
We did.
All right, it's time.
Is it?
Isn't
it time?
Time for the show. No, it's not time.
Da, 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 da.
No.
Da, 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 da,
no.
da,
da. What is wrong with you?
I don't
What's
know.
Matter with you?
I like it.
I'm going to tell Johnny. I'm telling Johnny B about it. It's nice to have found you guys. You're my posse. All right. KLSE, KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.